This country's energy minister, Kerry Simmons, is today reported as telling us that the latest OPEC cut in oil production is bad news for us in Barbados. He says it means that at the individual level, we are going to have to try to conserve gas and diesel to counteract the anticipated hike in oil prices arising from this latest OPEC decision. It also comes against the backdrop of the August decision of the Motley administration to cap the cost of gas at the pump, which later saw the price going below that cap in the past month. Now, however, all of this is expected to be erased by OPEC's decision to cut the daily production target by 2 million barrels a day.
The move reduces supply in an already tight market, and it's caused global crude prices to rise. President Biden has called it short-sighted, but the OPEC Secretary General, Haitham Al-Hais, told reporters that this wasn't about politics. It was just aimed at stabilizing the oil market.
We are not endangering the energy markets. We are providing security, stability to the energy markets.
At a price.
Everything has a price. Energy security has a price as well.
NPR's international affairs correspondent Jackie Northam is here. Jackie, what kind of change are they planning and how would it affect the markets?
You know, this move is seen as a bid by Saudi Arabia to prop up prices during the spring. And as the Ukraine war started, they were getting about $120 a barrel. But then came the slowing global economy and the price fell to less than $90 last month. I spoke with Yasser Al-Ghindi, who's an analyst with Energy Aspects, and he says Saudi Arabia is trying to correct that price, but he says the magnitude of the proposed cut has really caught people by surprise. Let's have a listen.
OPEC is trying to shock and awe with a big production cut number that is going to get people's attention, and they're trying to support prices to keep them from falling further. That's the takeaway of all this.
And Al-Ghindi says it seems the Saudis are trying to push prices back to about $100 a barrel or more. But we don't know what OPEC Plus is going to do. They're probably haggling right now, and the U.S. could be urging them not to make this move.
Dr. Carol Nackler is CEO and founder of a consultancy firm called Crystal Energy.
People were expecting some cuts from OPEC, but only 2 days ago, the talks were about 1 million barrels a day, and then within 24 hours, it jumped to 2 million barrels a day. So that's quite significant in a tight market. However, in reality, it's not 2 million barrels a day that will be lost in the market, because most of the producers in the group OPEC Plus were producing below the quota allocated to them. So the 2 million is roughly equivalent to 800 or 900,000 barrels a day, but that is still substantial. And we saw the upward pressure on prices already. It's very simple. They want high prices. They talk about stabilizing the market. But, you know, I'm an economist. I say markets can always get stable. But they want to stabilize them at higher levels. And over the last few months, what we saw a decline in oil prices. And they don't want to see that decline continuing. They want to put an upward pressure on prices, maybe aiming for $100 a barrel. And don't forget, you have an important player in that group, that is Russia. Russia is the second largest producer in this alliance, OPEC Plus, and they are quite influential. And Russia, the only thing that's still sustaining its economy are oil and gas revenues. So the higher the price of oil, the better it is for Russia. Saudi Arabia and Russia, they will both benefit from higher oil prices. So that's as simple as that. What they want to achieve in terms of politics, that may be an extra, but there is a very basic plain objective that is achieving higher prices, oil prices, and that will generate higher revenues, which are particularly useful for Russia these days.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.